Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. We got Maroon 5 tickets to give away. We can give away Tolo hats. They have little stress tacos here at Taco Bueno. You got the chance to spin the wheel. And then at 2 o'clock, once our show ends, the Cowboys cheerleaders and a former Cowboy who is in the Hall of Fame will be here as well. Now, we're going to talk with Skip Schumacher in just a few minutes, but we didn't get a chance to really dive into Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because from the 940, Cowboys win because Dak continues on his MVP track, which allows the defense to play free. Cowboys lose because they can't stop the run, and Rico was right, saddle up. That's a fair concern when you look at the run defense from last week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it'll happen, but it could.
So you don't think – you think the Cowboys' run defense is more effective this week than it was last week?
I think it will be.
Yeah,
I do.
I appreciated Jerry saying, hey, look, quick and easy. He was very he ran us around a little bit this morning, Kevin. Look, I'm not going to say
hold
quick
on.
And easy.
Are you insinuating that sometimes he doesn't answer questions straight up and instead tells a folksy anecdote?
Sometimes those folksy anecdotes are hilarious, too.
That's true.
But yeah, man, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. From the 806, Cowboys win because they play their game, build off defensive performance, and don't look ahead to Washington. Man, this feels like a mic text right here. Cowboys lose because Bryce Young grows 5 inches over the week.
Okay. He would have to get on whatever program Kuminga got on that year.
Yeah,
and whatever program that Derek Lively got in over the summer,
or Wemby.
Yeah,
Wemby said he got taller too.
I think Wemby got taller because he was hanging out with Hakeem, and so he was just like,
okay,
I just feel taller.
All right,
you know?
From the 254, Cowboys win because our defense gets to Bryce Young early and often. And you know what? That is actually something. You talked about the turnovers yesterday. This is an astonishing statistic to me. Of the 7 turnovers that Bryce Young has been involved with this season, the opposition has scored on 6 of them. The only time they didn't was when Jacksonville ran out the clock to end the game.
Wow.
So not only does Bryce Young turn the ball over, they pay when they turn the ball over. And if you get a positive turnover margin in this game, not only is that logically going to help you, but I think against Carolina, it could really help you because they are very susceptible to giving up scores when that happens.
Yeah, and one of the things, if you're getting the right pressure on Bryce Young, you know, we talk about pressure affecting the pass so much, but he's the type of quarterback the pressure can affect him fumbling the ball.
I can see that.
And that's one of those, like, you get around him and he starts to panic just a little bit and that ball gets loose in his hand and it can be on the ground. And sometimes that's better than an interception because it puts you, you know, closer to the end zone.
From the 972, Cowboys win because it's what's best for the NFL. Man, you would have really thought We would have had more long-term and sustained success because of that. I always say when people are like, the NFL is rigged, and I was like, there's nothing the NFL wants more than for the Dallas Cowboys to win. They need to do a better job of rigging this in our favor.
But for years, didn't it feel like the penalties definitely were against us?
And that's why I don't think that it's rigged. It would be rigged in our favor, though.
There was a time, Kevin, where they were just like, nah, we got to go after these guys.
I also thought that one time when there was no salary cap and the Cowboys retroactively got penalized was ridiculous. All right, we are ready right now. Let's turn things over and let's talk with the new Texas Rangers manager, Skip Schumacher. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Man, we're doing great. So glad to have you moving up to that top job. Appreciate the time today. And one of the things I've always been curious about, Michael Young talked about this, and I know he was kind of joking, but do you think a manager's job is also as a part-time therapist?
I've been Mike Young's part-time therapist, so that's probably where he's getting it at. What a beauty that guy is. I've had more questions about Michael Young in the last 30 minutes than I think I ever had in my life. It's so funny. One of my good friends, good buddies, and he is absolutely right. Yeah, it is part-time therapist. Always finding ways to get guys feeling like they are, you know, invincible, and getting the best version out of them every single day is obviously the goal of a manager. Talking them off a ledge sometimes too is it's real. This game is really, really tough. It's every single day. But getting them motivated, and making them feel great every day is part of the gig.
I know you can always get better. We can all always get better. But how difficult is it to hone that skill set of being able to talk to all those different players, knowing they all have different personalities, different needs, different struggles?
They do. And that's why I lean on my staff, my coaching staff, quite a bit. You know, I have blind spots. I don't speak Spanish, for example. My bench coach, Luis Urieta, he does. And it's always challenging sometimes to find, you know, a staff that is aligned with your messaging and delivers the message that you want delivered to some of the players, you know, whether it's organic or, you know, walking around the outfield and talking to them or taking them to coffees, you know, as a staff and not undermining. And that's really the goal of a coaching staff. And whether it's me or them doing it, figuring this out collectively is what we're trying to look for.
You know, Skip, one of the great moments that sticks in Rangers fans' minds is the moment that Ron Washington had the moment with Derek Holland. And he's talking to him. He slaps him in the face. He's telling him all the things. And Derek goes out there and pitches one of the best games of his career. And I'm just kind of – how often can you have that kind of a motivating speech? Or does it have to be a little more subtle than that?
I think the game tells you what to do, and certain personalities – can handle that. You know, Derek Holland can handle that. You know, there's other pitchers that I have been around that certainly cannot handle that type of coaching. So I think you coach everybody differently. And that's part of, you know, building relationships with these guys in the off season. This is where it starts. So I understand what makes them tick, and then we can go from there and start building some trust. But, you know, every now and then, guys need an arm around their shoulder. Some guys need a slap in the face. And so I think that's trying to, my job is to figure that part out.
Now, Skip, I know one of the things a lot of managers, a lot of coaches want to do is change the culture. This team was able to win a World Series just a couple of years ago, and then something happened. How do you go about changing a culture in a clubhouse?
Yeah, that starts today. Well, it actually started, you know, a few days ago when I got the job and started making phone calls with, you know, our core guys. I'm probably 10 or 11 in right now, and just having like real conversations. So they understand, you know, where I'm at. I'm trying to understand what happened last year and getting a good sense of, you know, the clubhouse staff, the coaching staff, and honestly the player dynamics and figuring out what that really looks like. And so I can hit the ground running first day of spring and not meet them for the first day of spring and ask and start asking questions, because then it's too late. So some really healthy, good conversations have happened, and plan on more of those to come.
We've heard that, you know, Bruce Bochy was offered a, you know, position as kind of part of the front office. Do you believe that he will be there to pick his brain as well going forward?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I had an incredible opportunity to watch him, learn from him this year. I've known Bruce for a number of years, always respected him, and how he treated me this year, I'll never forget. You know, he called me right when I got the job and said, you know, Skip, I can't wait to learn from you. I mean, who does that?
Wow.
as a Hall of Fame manager to a young 45-year-old manager that has managed 2 years in the game. So it just shows you what kind of leadership qualities he has, what kind of person he is. I'm very hopeful that he stays around here because I'd love to ask him questions throughout the season.
I know by no means it was it a done deal, but I think when you came over to the Rangers, a lot of us assumed this is the direction it would eventually go. Did he treat you at all like a manager in training, and what all did you learn from him?
Yeah, I don't think that he treated me like that. He just treated me like, first and foremost, a friend, a former manager that was hungry to get to learn more, and knowing that I definitely don't have it all figured out, and I'm still trying to, you know, figure myself out as a manager and get to learn. You know, my first few years as a coach, I've only learned from rookie managers. To be around a Hall of Fame manager was incredible opportunity for me. So I tried to take it all in as much as I could, but also having respect for him in that seat. But he was fantastic. What I learned from him is, you know, there has to be constant communication. Lean on your staff. Don't micromanage. But, you know, I could go on and on with some of the lessons Bruce taught me.
We got time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
From what you observed last year, what do you think was the biggest impact on this team's, I'm going to say, lack of ability to produce offensively?
Well, just observation-wise, you know, every team goes through injuries, so I'm not going to, you know, say it was strictly injuries, but I felt like there was, you know, times where you could, you know, the game tells you how to win that day, whether it was situational hitting, whether it was on the bases, whether it was slugging. And I've said this before, I would love a three-run home run every inning, right?
Yes.
But that doesn't happen. So we have to figure out a way to score more runs in different ways. If you're watching the postseason right now, yeah, there's some slug. There's slug that are helping teams win games. There's also guys are hitting behind runners. There's guys that are, you know, stealing bases and taking advantage. Great defense plays. There's also some errors that we witnessed, you know, recently.
Yeah.
But I think there's some real talks that are happening right now about, you know, how we can get, you know, more baseball type of plays happening where we can be more creative in scoring runs.
Okay, so with that in mind, I know it's more complicated than just this, but how much of any philosophical adjustments y'all make includes lowering the launch angles?
Yeah, so I think if you are thinking about launch angle, that's going to be really challenging to hit. So I think, you know, you can practice, you know, different things, you know, in cages, and I think, you know, very rare you're going to hear me talk about let's try to get the ball in the air at the top of the cage. I think your line drive is a ball in the air, by the way. I think you're going to be, you know, hearing that more often, you know, coming from us. And then, you know, obviously the guys that slug will slug. But I think, you know, being able to manipulate the barrel, being able to be a hitter first, I think is the goal. And then slugging will come later.
Yeah, I love to hear that line drive discussion right there, because for years we've had that conversation of putting pressure on pitchers means having runners on base. And if you have guys on base, you know, it does make opportunities for pitchers to make mistakes a lot easier. How your philosophy on having runners on and how to really affect pitchers?
100% agree. Yeah, you want to get them in leverage as many times as you can, make it hard on them so they're out of the game. You know, hard innings, hard pitches, as many times as you can from an opposing starting pitcher is the goal. So you can because it catches up on you in a series, it catches up on them in a series. So that's the goal. You want to make it. And if we lose that game, we just want them to feel us on the other side. Like, gosh dang, that was not easy. And that's the goal that you want. You don't want any easy wins from the other side. And so the more pressure that you can put on. Of course, I think every manager wants that, and I think hopefully there's ways that we can figure out a way to not only hit better with runners in scoring position, but being really good on the bases creates runs too. And I think any hitting coach will tell you, oh man, if we have an elite base running team, it makes me look better as well because we're scoring more runs, and so I think we're trying to get to that as well.
I can't wait for baseball season, Kevin, to come back.
I mean, baseball is still going right now.
Rangers baseball season to come back. The when you walk into this clubhouse, you feel like you have the man advantage on the pitching staff with DeGrom, Eovaldi, and the group that you have there.
Oh heck yeah! I mean, my goodness, what a staff this is, and the goal is obviously to keep them healthy first and foremost. But I think maybe my favorite part of the year last year was I think it was game 161 when Jack Leiter was pitching, and you saw the emotion from Evo and DeGrom with like fist pumping after Jack struck out his, I don't know, whatever it was, 10th hitter in Cleveland. And it just shows you how this thing should work, right? You have, borderline, or even future Hall of Fame pitchers are trying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to get that young Jack Leiter to be them one day. And they know that if we get Jack to be the next DeGrom or next Evo, like, we have a chance to, you know, do some pretty fun things the following year. And just to think about how much Jack grew with those guys around him, you know, it's I can't wait to get this thing started because of, you know, what that pitching staff is going to look like.
Talking to Skip Schumacher right here on 105 Through the Fan, the Rangers' new manager. Now, we get a chance going forward to talk with you every single week during the Rangers season. I would love to get to know some of your outside, or I guess still kind of inside baseball personality. I heard this story. Can you share the story with you and Adam Wainwright that started the prank war and had Body by Waino on it and how that all played out?
We've pranked each other throughout the years. It started with, you know, me putting, you know, baby powder in all of his vents in spring training and putting it on high. So when he turned the car on, you know, it just blew, you know, all the baby powder in his face. And then he retaliated with his newborn having, he saved all her dirty diapers and put it in my car in Jupiter, Florida heat the entire day. So when I got in my car, you can understand what that smelled like. Then it turned into some, you know, we started, you know, we were in the major leagues, and we could do, you know, bigger pranks. So he decided to make a kind of baseball uniform out of my getaway slacks and dress shirt. So he had Wainwright literally sewn into my suit on the back of my suit jacket and his number on the back of my pants, 50. That turned into me getting his car wrapped with his email if he needed any pitching lessons or weightlifting lessons, strength lessons. It was his face with his email on it, and you couldn't get it off. You had it, like, really, like, you had to go get it off by, like, professionally. So he was driving around that, like, for a couple weeks. So it's been an interesting. There's been a million of those stories, but it's been a fun relationship.
Do you encourage your own team to do that, or is it like, no, y'all need to be friends, and then you can establish that a little bit?
No way. I want all the pranks happening. Yeah, you need to have fun to come to the ballpark and enjoy this thing. And, you know, the game is the game. Obviously, we want to win as many games as we can, but you got to have fun doing it. And if you're not having fun doing it, it's just not worth it.
Well, you know, you did say you've answered a lot of Michael Young questions. I'm going to add one more to this. We know, like, we've been very lucky that every time we've had a chance to talk to him, he's treated us like he's our, you know, we're his best friend. It's really awesome. He's one of our heroes, obviously.
Except when it comes to In-N-Out versus water.
Yeah, that's a real tough discussion we have to have with him. But why do you love Michael Young so much?
Well, Michael Young went to UC Santa Barbara. And I went to UC Santa Barbara, and that's where the relationship started. And he didn't know it at the time, but I was a redshirt junior, hoping to get drafted. He came in the alumni game to the alumni game, and he was, you know, perennial all-star Michael Young. Like, we're like, oh my gosh, here he comes. And he was playing shortstop. And, he asked me, hey, you know, I heard you're a pitcher too. And I said, yeah, but I don't really want to pitch. You know, that's not the goal. I want to play, you know, I want to be a hitter. And he goes, well, in this game, you prove people right or you prove people wrong. And then he walked back to his position. And that stuck with me forever. Fast forward, 2013, he gets traded to the Dodgers. I'm on the Dodgers, and we just kind of built this, you know, incredible relationship that's lasted the, you know, the next, you know, whatever, 10, 12 years now, that, you know, I feel like I get a daily call at 9 a.m. about the game the next day or something with his son or my son or whatever. And it's just built this incredible relationship that obviously all you guys know who Michael Young is as a person. I'm just so grateful for that relationship.
That is too cool. Do you think, we feel this all the time, do you think he has any interest in being in a dugout at some point?
Yeah, hopefully in Texas, nowhere else, because he's good, and I don't want to manage against him because I know how good he is. But yeah, I mean, if he wants to, he could do it. There's no doubt about it. Just, you know, if he wants it or not. But yeah, I think anybody values having Michael Young in a dugout, and there's no doubt he could lead a franchise. Any franchise would be lucky to have him.
Going back to when you won NL Manager of the Year with the Marlins, one of the things that really particularly stuck out to me was that year the Marlins went 33-14 in games decided by one run. What do you learn about your team when you not only consistently find yourself in these tight games, but you're consistently winning them?
Well, I know when you lose them, it's really deflating in a clubhouse. That those one-loss games are really, really deflating. So you got to find a way to at least get be 500 and hopefully be on the positive end of those things, because you know it can wear on you, especially if you have a day game the next day. So trying to figure out obviously bullpen matchups and extra inning games. It was such a learning process. As a bench coach, and I'm so grateful I had the bench coach opportunity to watch it and give managers option A and option B's to see how they would do it. I got to learn from it and then utilize it, whatever I learned, because everything I know I've learned from somebody, into my own way of managing. To be honest with you, we had a really good bullpen. So that's how that thing worked. It wasn't not really anything I did. We had good players that were really good in that pen that threw really hard and threw strikes, and it kept us in games. And, we didn't score a ton of runs in Miami, but our pitching kept us in games long enough where we could end up winning those games.
Now, the last thing I've got for you today, the very first time we got to interview Boach when he got the job, he said he would not apologize for the 2010 World Series, and instead he would bring the Rangers another World Series. Would you like to make that same deal for the 2011 World Series?
I would love to make that deal. Absolutely, yeah. Sign me up.
All right. Well, I love it, Skip.
I'm in, Skip.
Thank you very much for the time today. We look forward to seeing what you do with this team, and we look forward to talking with you every week in the season.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, your brand new Texas Rangers manager, Skip Schumacher, right here on The Fan.
Dude, like, and you can tell he's intense about the sport. He's excited. He's ready to get this thing rolling,
for sure.
Too. He has great thoughts, great philosophies that I agree with, so that makes me happy. And it should make a lot of Rangers fans happy, too, because if he can pull those things off, this is going to be a good ball club. And then it does sound like he's willing to have some fun with us, Kevin. So let's look forward to that whenever Rangers season rolls around. We'll probably not talk to him again at spring training whenever we get out there.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. We'll bring you some NFL overreaction or reality and Forgiveness Friday. All of that next right here on The Fan.
I formation behind Prescott. Williams the deep back. Hand off Williams coming right. There's a block. Williams tiptoeing through traffic. Williams to the pylon. Touchdown, Cowboys! Touchdown, Javonte Williams!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, it has been busy all day today here at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. I told you. But don't worry, we still got room for more people. We're going to be doing the show until 2, and then remember at 2, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are going to be here. A Cowboys legend. He's a Hall of Famer defensive player. He won 5 Super Bowls. You should probably be able to figure out who it is right now. We would be doing NFL overreaction or reality, Alec, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I want to call attention to the fact that Corey, minutes ago,
overreaction,
said, reality. Hey, did you know that Spanish has two I's in it? And I was perplexed and then looked over at him, and it took him just a few seconds, but then he goes, oh, no, it doesn't. Can you confirm that that is what happened, Alec?
I can confirm that is what happened, even if Corey doesn't want that to go to air. That absolutely happened. That was a reality, Kevin. That was a reality.
That is fake news. That is as fake news as it gets right there. I've never heard any more fake news. Mm. That's the most news that is fake of all newses, and that's how I feel about that.
All right.
But actually, what happened was I typed in Spanish the correct way, and it had the red line underneath it, and I was like, hold on, does it have two eyes? And
was then it a caps issue?
It was caps locks. I've never seen caps locks be the problem for misspelling, but here we are in today's world.
All right. Oh. Overreaction or reality. Now,
don't mean green.
We move to the NFL. Cowboys need to extend wide receiver George Pickens right now.
Overreaction. Look, man.
One person here thinks you're banana.
I made it very clear. This trade was about George getting the most out of George Pickens this year.
Sure.
This trade was about George Pickens getting the opportunity to prove himself to the rest of the league. Not necessarily the Cowboys. He's going to ask for money that requires payment of a number one receiver. And the Cowboys cannot pay two number one receivers. That's just not going to happen. Now, if he says, hey, look, man, I'm willing to take a bit of a discount because I love playing here and all that stuff, sure, I'm absolutely there with you. But this is not a move. Now, I do have a question, though, in your question here.
Spanish just has one eye.
Would you take him over CeeDee Lamb?
No.
There are people out there, I guarantee there are people that are going to text in and say, I would absolutely take him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Those people. And in fact, I will tell you, I think the exact thing you do want to do is not re-sign George Pickens after this year, because you're getting all of the best parts of this.
Yes, absolutely. You're getting the honeymoon period where you don't have to worry about anything else. He's having to perform at a high level because he knows he's got a lot of money on the line. And that's what Mulligan is telling him, too.
Alec,
Mulligan's group.
Yes, overreaction or reality, the Cowboys should re-sign George Pickens right now.
I wouldn't mind it, but I'm going to go overreaction because of what you guys laid out, that there was a plan already in place.
Right.
We're going to figure out what he is right here, right now, for a season, an entire season, and then we will evaluate. And the idea of him walking away, it sucks, but hey, if he keeps playing like this, you're going to get a third-round comp pick out of him. So I'd rather have two first-round picks next year and two third-round picks, and then you can really make some moves if you want to move up and go get somebody. Maybe there is another receiver in the draft that you think does what he does very well right now that could do the same for you next year and for four extra years. So, yeah, I'd say overreaction for now.
I have a question, and then I have an overreaction or reality question.
Oh.
Question is, and because Alex said that, do you always just stick to the plan?
No.
Like, you made the plan originally. No. It's working the exact way that you expected it would.
Okay, so there's two ways. I think if you always stick to the plan, even though I love plans, that can be foolish.
But
even,
new information happens.
But exactly. Even if the plan is working the way you wanted it to, you might see openings for it to work better along the way. Like, for example, like let's use George Pickens. If along the way he's doing all of these things and he goes, you know what? Right now I'll re-sign 3 years for $60 million total.
Right.
Then I think you'd be foolish to stick to the plan and not be like, oh, well, now that you mention it, I think we can probably make that happen.
Can I throw my overreaction in now, Kevin? This is for you, Alec. Overreaction or reality? Kevin is furious that Jerry Jones is not appealing his fine.
I'd say reality because it gives him more questions to ask, and also the fact that he could have said that when he was on at 10:30 today.
And there it is. And there it is. I'm furious that he couldn't have just been like at 10:40. The hell do I care? It's $250,000. Grab it off the pile and throw it to the NFL. I wish he would have just said it.
That would have been so much cooler if he'd have said that.
Yes. Guys, NFL overreact. Now that's made me mad again. NFL overreaction or reality. You would go for two pretty much every time. Now, I realize there are some times when you're like, that's probably not wise. But most of the time.
Yeah, no, if I get a penalty and I move back to the 15, then I might change my mind unless I got to play for it.
Don't do that. Or if it's 31-31 and all you had to do is kick the extra point, I'd probably be like, you should just do that.
Yeah, but for now, I do feel like a couple of years ago this was put to the test. Where coaches were, all right, we're going to try this out and try and go for two as often as possible. And then they found themselves chasing a lot. But if you're like a Dan Campbell team, don't you just, like, your mindset is that's just what we do?
Yes.
Rather than, man, we better come up with a play right now.
Yes.
And I would be very prepared with so many of those opportunity plays because I want that advantage. I think it's fun to go for that and have that advantage. And then this is just like having runners on base. It applies pressure to the opponent now because they can't just go say, we're going to kick extra points. They have to chase you.
Alec, overreaction or reality, you would go for two pretty much every time.
I'd go reality because of the fear that the other team has that mentality. And if I don't, then I can do everything right but not have the ball at the end of the game. And then whenever they do score, they go for two and they beat you by one. That does me no good. So I think out of the fear of the rest of the league picking up on that trend, I would say reality. It goes against my ideas and my philosophies, but you got to keep up with the game. And I think that the game is certainly moving towards where that's more of a reality. And I want to keep up with the other teams.
Overreaction or reality, there are no elite teams in the NFL right now. So there are no undefeated NFL teams heading into week six for the first time in 11 years. I realize sometimes great teams will take the first month to work out some of the kinks, but overreaction reality, there are zero elite teams in the NFL right now. Because nobody would say the Eagles.
So the only elite team in the NFL ever.
And I just heard this. You can define elite however you want.
The Miami Dolphins of 72 are the only ever elite team because they were undefeated.
I don't think that. I think obviously you'd put the 92 Cowboys, 85 Bears, 89 49ers. There are lots of 07 Patriots, except they choked. There are a lot of elite teams that are not undefeated.
See, I want to say the Lions. Their points against aren't great, though.
Right.
And, like, I do think, you know, you talk about elite teams, defense is such a huge factor for me.
Sure.
Then you go and look at the Colts, and you're like, are they elite? Are
yeah,
the Colts
see,
elite?
And I don't...
Because their points are up, their points against are down, and you're like, holy crap. And then you're like, well, the Texans give up the least points, but they aren't very good.
Yeah. And, like, that's not to say there won't be an elite team emerge or teams. I just think right now I don't think there's an elite team in the NFL.
You know what, Kevin? I'll say reality.
Boom. Alec, overreaction to reality. There are no elite teams in the NFL right now.
Reality. I didn't think Philly was all season, even after week one. I didn't think they were. I didn't think they were going to be, but last night definitely proved that, I think, for the rest of the league. And that was really the only team in my mind that anybody could have made an argument that I would have halfway listened to. To Corey's point, like, you start looking at the standings and looking at the numbers that some of these teams are putting up, but you're saying, okay, at some point, they're going to go back to being what we know they are. And I expect that with the Colts. I hope it doesn't happen. And knowing my luck this season, it probably won't happen. And I'll be wrong on that, too. But, yeah, I don't think there's anybody that really stands above everybody else right now in all three phases of the game.
Now, one of the teams going into the season we might well have thought was going to be elite is the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Baltimore Ravens are 1-4. It looks like no Lamar Jackson again this weekend.
They're toast.
They're a touchdown underdog at home against the Rams, and yet Derrick Henry, which this is the right thing to do. What's he going to say? We should quit now. Derrick Henry says we can turn this around, get what we want out of the season. Overreaction or reality, there is no way the Ravens can turn this season around and get what they want out of it.
Kevin, last week it was you got very upset with us for all the overreaction comments.
Mm-hmm.
This is now my second in a row reality.
Mm.
I don't remember the question now, but I do agree with it.
Okay. I'll accept that.
What, there was something you said that made me go, it has to be. Yes, they're done, bro. They are
okay.
Done.
Alec?
The Ravens are unfortunately done. We talked about it, I want to say, earlier this week. You know, Kevin, you're a big math guy. You're a big numbers guy.
Right.
And the numbers are just going to be too big to beat when it comes to how many games back are you from this wild card team or in the division. It's going to feel a lot like the end of the Rangers season, where they're going to keep pointing at, mathematically, it's possible, but you still got to go out and win the games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just don't think that defense is good enough. Even when fully healthy, they've really let me down this season. I thought they were going to be a little bit better than people anticipated. They've been a lot worse than people
anticipated. Man, how much of that just goes back to the way the season started? Like, they had, you know, somebody was like talking about how the Bills might be elite. And you might be right. They might become elite. But, man, they had the Bills dead to rights in that game, and then they ended up losing it, and it feels like it's been just a cavalcade of mistakes since then. All right, listen to the wording on this one. Overreaction or reality? Ryan Flannoy has overtaken Jalen Tolbert on your Cowboys depth chart.
This is interesting, because hearing Shoddy this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show.
Aiden.
Yeah, and sometimes Aiden. Thank you for reminding me to
usually
throw that in there. I want to keep growing that. He said he just thinks the world of Flannoy. And then he throws in, and we all know what we have in Tolbert. Hmm. And I don't know what to take whenever a coach says, and we all know what we have in that guy.
Right.
All right, so he's not quite elite.
As a positive,
I don't know. Like, it's an attempt to be positive.
All right.
While also knowing, I think Flannoy is a better receiver, and I'm not quite sure what Tolbert does great.
Okay, Alec, on your personal depth chart, Ryan Flannoy has surpassed Jalen Tolbert.
It's a reality, and I know it's a small sample size for what we've seen with Flannoy, but Jalen Tolbert consistently in a bigger sample size has not shown up for me in the ways that I need him to. And I know that people are going to keep pointing at, and I see other people who don't, you know, cover the media here locally, they're like, just look at his numbers last year. And it's like, well, last year was a really weird season in and of itself, so I don't even want to consider that he led the team in X, Y, and Z receiving stats. When I watch Ryan Flannoy, I see a guy that it seems like he learns on every drive. He's making different breaks. He's expanding his route tree. And it seems like a guy that, you know, to be honest, Dak Prescott really trusts and has great chemistry with. So I'm taking the chemistry and the trust over the idea that a guy that's been here a few years
All right.
will do good things.
Okay, so there's some NFL overreaction or reality for you. I got more, but we're going to have to do that another day. Right now, Alec, can you go ahead and give me cut number two? Because I would like to fire up some Forgiveness Friday.
Unable to get in on Rantanen, who finds Lundqvist. He scores! What a setup by Mikko Rantanen, and welcome back, Nils Lundqvist.
Now, the reason why I bring that up is from the 903, well, I might also need forgiveness because of my hope, and we hear that goalie song again. Maybe. But also from the 903, do I need forgiveness after the Stars went up 5-1? My son, who hadn't seen any of the game, came in the room to hang out with Dad and then watch Luzepeg immediately score two shorthanded goals, so I made him leave. No. I did not think you need to ask for forgiveness. You did the right thing. Who knows if this thing would have gone to overtime if you didn't do that.
Oh, he's asking for forgiveness for kicking his son out, not for allowing him in there in the first
place. Yeah, I don't think – yeah, I think you should have allowed your son there, but I think you did the right thing and kicked him out. Right?
The Kevin
– I say yes.
Well, this comes down – I replied back to that person.
Oh, okay.
Because I experienced the same thing. Do I deserve forgiveness for turning the game on and then that happening? Like, I feel like I do jinx it sometimes. When I turn the game on, you know what happens? Teams start to lose. Goals get scored.
Are you a bigger jinx right now than Sean, who said, take the Eagles -7.5 yesterday?
Oh, man.
And they only missed that by 24.5 points. Because they lost.
I should have listened to you.
Yes.
Yesterday, my heart, and this is, please forgive me for not listening to you. My heart was in my fantasy football team's interest, and I needed Saquon Barkley to have some yards, but you said hammer the under on yards, and last night I would have won a lot of money on underdog with a good play.
You would have.
Yeah.
By the way, promo code Masterpiece, sign up right now, $100.
Any other advice? To me, not anybody else.
Okay, why? That doesn't impact. I mean, look, we would have to get a lot of people to directly impact the line for like all this money flowing in on underdog. But yeah, promo code Masterpiece if you want to check that out. All right, somebody sent this in.
Spanish with two eyes
on the text was asking about LeBron. So here's what I want to figure out for Forgiveness Friday. I think you have a couple of different options. Does LeBron need to ask for forgiveness for, I guess, faking a retirement announcement? Or does anyone dumb enough to fall for that need to ask for forgiveness? Because J.J. Redick made fun of the, quote, idiots that were duped by LeBron James because somebody has filed a lawsuit claiming LeBron James owes him $865.66 after he was tricked into thinking that that was going to be his retirement game. He bought the tickets, but he's a liar because he was buying them to flip them, not to go to that game.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, because I would buy them to go to the game. So I don't like that the coach of the team that I root for is calling me an idiot for thinking ahead and being like, dude, I got to be there for this moment.
But like,
you know, I don't want to buy air online, from Kobe's last game in a bag.
Right.
I don't like that he's calling them idiots. I think it's kind of ridiculous, but I understand the people that you're saying that are trying to flip those tickets for a bigger price. Yes, you got duped. Sorry.
But don't you think they should have known better that this was going to be an ad?
Why?
Because
the last time we saw the decision, what happened?
Right.
He took his talents to South Beach and lost the first championship he tried to win against the Mavericks.
Yeah, I think just when I saw it put on his social media, I was like, this feels like a very attempt at a viral media campaign, and guess what? It worked.
It worked. It was brilliant. It's one of those, though, like, now it's the boy who cried wolf, I'll never believe him again.
Right.
When I saw it at first, I was like, oh man, he might retire. I was like, this could be a crazy moment. And then I was like thinking, and I was like, what else could it possibly be? But yeah, I don't know. I don't like J.J. Redick, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He went to Duke.
Oh, well, do you like Cooper Flagg?
I don't know yet.
Stop it. From the 682, oh, let's effing go. I forgot Filthy played last night and apparently lost their ass. Yes, yes, they did. Now, speaking, since I just mentioned Cooper Flagg, do basketball fans or the NBA, do they need to ask for forgiveness? Because Mark Spears said, why is everybody so quiet about this guy? Where's the Cooper Flagg train? I don't get it, NBA. What are you doing? Why aren't you promoting this guy? Does the NBA need to ask for forgiveness for not hooping, not hyping up Cooper Flagg more? Or hooping up?
Who do they hype up? LeBron was the most hyped ever,
for sure.
Right?
Like, and he somehow surpassed
the NBA didn't hype it up as much as the everything hyped up LeBron James. Like, I felt like the Brian Windhorst was single-handedly involved in hyping up LeBron James. Who else after that, though, had this much hype?
I mean,
as Cooper Flagg? Because I feel like Cooper Flagg's had plenty of hype.
I feel like even just 2 years ago, the hype level for Wemby versus this was outsized. I felt the hype level for Yao Ming even
interesting
was outsized. Now, that might have been because of more of a worldly reach right there, but
and Wembanyama is kind of the same thing. It's overseas as well, but
that's
true. And he's a freak body, like you the things he does and the body type and everything, and like, oh my gosh, are we going to see a center that can do the things that LeBron can do? Like all those kind of questions. This is interesting though. I do think the NBA needs to do a better job at it. I think it's because it's the Mavericks. They hate us. They always have. You know,
I mean this year it's hard to argue.
Go look at 2006, Kevin.
Fortune favors the bold.
Whenever we were in a championship, and we pretty much had that one hemmed up, and all of a sudden there's 92 trips to the charity
stripe. Wasn't that the NBA that hated us, not
that
the
is?
Mavericks?
Yeah, yeah.
From the 817, should I ask for forgiveness because I refused to go to work today to hang out at Taco Bueno? I mean, first of all, thank you for that, but you're going to have to be careful about how you phrase that, because if your boss goes, hey, I need you here at 9, and you go, no dice, I'm going to Taco Bueno, like that might not work exactly how you think it will, although
boss,
maybe it could.
A good boss would say, just bring me a couple of Frito burritos or a party box, and all is good.
Or do you think a good boss would be like, is it for the Friday football feast? And then...
then they would be here with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you are good to go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Does Paul Pierce need...
No.
Or... all right. We'll move to
next question.
I have a feeling you're going to say this for the next one as well. Does Conor McGregor deserve forgiveness?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's move to the next
one. What did Conor do this time, though?
Well, Conor McGregor got suspended 18 months for missing a steroid test because he thought he could just show up.
Oh, this is Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
Like, why are you accepting the penalty when you're never going to fight again?
Yeah, but he wants to fight on that not July 4th card anymore at the White House, but by the time that event gets around, he would have won one fight in the MMA in the last 9 years.
Yeah.
Do the Cleveland Guardians deserve forgiveness? A fan took out a full-page newspaper ad in the Cleveland Plain Dealer saying, Jose deserves better, the fans deserve better, Cleveland deserves better, going after the ownership group.
Wow. 105.3 The Fan did this, huh?
No.
Okay.
Although that would be a funny bit.
No, we just start buying ads in other
cities.
Like,
I'm going to buy an ad and say, like, the Ticket will do our show next Tuesday. Like, that's pretty much what my ad would be.
You know what? I think the Guardians have a lot of apologies in order for
they
got that city's hopes up. They thought they were getting Major League 7, and then they said, you know what? We're losing to Detroit, who we passed along the way.
Did you ever see Part 3 when they went back to the minor leagues?
I don't think I tried.
I saw that one.
I tried.
No good?
And I was like, you know, the first movie was just so great.
Yes.
And then the second one was good. You know, it kind of carried over a little bit and had some of the pranks, but after that was enough.
Corey, this is going to be a tough call from the 817. Will you please grant me forgiveness? I've missed two straight Friday football feasts.
Who is this?
I don't know. 817.
We have to hunt them down.
Okay.
And find them.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
bring them to the next one.
Okay.
Oh, I know who it is, actually.
Okay,
you're
great.
Forgiven. Just make sure you get 35 kills in our next Call of Duty game.
Oh, well, there you go. And there is some Forgiveness Friday to go along with overreaction or reality. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and special guest
Kyle Yeomans.
Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.